Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 424. I am Chris, as always, joined by Cowboy Supreme, Tony.
My horse is on fire. Just on fire.
That's because Jeff set it on fire.
It's Jeff's fault.
I would never do anything.
You would never set a horse on fire, Jeff?
No.
And Jeff is here as well, not setting Tony's horse on fire.
I didn't realize you could set horses on fire. Who knew that?
Can you really do that?
Oh, yeah. And dead bodies, too. I don't know why I know that either.
Interesting.
Tony's having an interesting time, evidently. So the big game of October has come out. Red Dead Revolver on the PlayStation 2.
Chris has put many hours into Red Dead Revolver.
I have put about 2 hours into that. That game's weird. Real weird. It's not anything like, if you've played Red Dead Redemption or Red Dead Redemption 2, Revolver is a weird thing. It's not open world. It's level based. It's like very arcadey. You shoot people and money, like you get money for hitting them, which you then buy upgrades for later levels. It's a weird game, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Because we actually have a lot to say about Red Dead Redemption 2, which came out right after, probably while we were recording last week.
Yeah, I think Jeff disappeared at the end. He just left.
I'm going to go play my game. And I think Jeff has put the most time into the game
at this point.
I don't think there's a maybe about it, Jeff. Like,
okay.
Unless Tony has somehow managed to... Like, you were, what, 26, 27% done the game earlier this week?
I think overall, right around 30% right now.
Okay.
I think I'm at 22.
Okay, so you both have put some time into it. I have two. I'm at like 8.
Yeah, 8%.
Have you been doing the story missions?
Yeah. That like quickly boosts them up. The side missions don't really do a whole lot. But I am like, I'm in like the little, I'm out of the snow. And I'm at the camp by Valentine now. So,
well, that's good, at least.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where the game actually kind of starts.
Kind of begins, yes. Because like, that opening is real slow.
Real slow. It's basically a 2 hour tutorial.
Yes. But it's like a tutorial to like really basic systems. It's not even a tutorial to everything you can do.
Right.
I'd say even like a little bit beyond like the first 2 hours, it feels like a lot of the missions are like they're just like introduce you to one new idea. Like, oh yeah, you could do this too. And I don't know. It's like a lot of that.
Sure.
It's like the way the game starts off, for me anyways, it feels like a dated type of design. Like look at like Breath of the Wild or Dark Souls or something like those games just start off and you're playing and you learn as you're playing, and like this is like very much like we're setting up the world and the story.
It's like a mega cutscene.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, some of it very much is that, Jeff. Right? Like it is setting up the world. It is setting up the narrative to go on. Where Breath of the Wild and Dark Souls don't really have.
They're not narrative heavy, but I think there is a way. I don't know. I would prefer to start off faster. Like it's a very slow start.
Oh yeah, no doubt it is.
It reminds me of Twilight Princess or something, where it's just like, come on, can we get going with the fucking game already?
Well, I think I have a bigger step on top of that I have an issue with is that the basic game speed is fucking slow.
Yeah.
Like Arthur just like his, if you are in camp, like his basic his speed run. There is like and even like if you press the button to run, like it is a step above crawling. You know, that it is a little bit better outside of town, but even then, like it takes a bit to kind of get anything moving. And then, like, God forbid, you like I wasn't even running; I bumped into somebody. Like I did this mission where I stole someone's horse, but you can return the horse. And so I returned the horse, being a nice guy, and I'm like, you know, like just trying to make sure everything's smoothed out. And I'm like trying to pat the horse or whatever and be nice. And the guy who I borrowed the horse from and gave back, we just had a nice conversation about, oh, you actually did just borrow it. He like bumps into me and runs off like a damn lunatic, like praising that I'm some sort of like psycho. What is going on?
Yeah, these other characters are very sensitive.
I think I remember. What you're talking about though, Chris, like have, like I remember I brought my horse back to him and
it's probably like the first mission you do on Valentine. Like you take the old dude and the girls into town. Well, I guess do you get a choice in taking them into town?
No, you have to bring them into town.
Okay. So I mean there's weird things where you do get a choice to do things and yeah, so it's that. It's like the first time you're going to Valentine, you end up like stealing someone's horse or borrowing it. It's another mechanic that they just kind of like introduced to you, which is cool. Like the idea that like, all right, I got to chase after this guy.
Wait, you brought it back? I didn't bring the horse back.
Yeah, I brought it back.
You can bring it back to him, and he's just like, oh, thanks. You know,
and they give you a like that also kind of introduces you to the honor system. That they have like that underlies like everything, I guess. Like if you do good acts, it increases your honor, and if you do bad things, like it, I guess it increases your dishonor. I don't know.
It decreases your honor, I think.
Yes, that makes more sense. yeah, you can return the horse though. So you just walked off with the horse.
It's like my horse now.
But it's not the game, like very clearly states, like, this isn't your horse, like your shit's not on it. Like, I don't need this horse then, I guess. So I'll return it. And then I ended up walking back to then I whistled and my horse appeared because he could hear me from that far away. It's like the horse in The Witcher.
There is a range though, like you can be out of horse range. Then you have to steal a horse. Then, I mean, it's just required.
Yeah, because walking anywhere is going to take you 17 hours.
Yeah, don't do that. That's stupid. Walking is dumb in the game.
I did it once. Somehow I got separated from my horse and I just like walked across. Like...
so I like outside of speed and the slow start, what do you guys think?
I think the game controls like ass. It's bad. The controls are not good.
The
shooting is not like. I feel like I win in combat because it's really easy, and not because I have any sort of skill or that like I'm actually doing stuff.
Yeah, it's very much GTA 5 combat where it's just lock on. Like you press the trigger, you press like with the left trigger. And it'll walk on to the closest enemy, and you just shoot him. Yeah.
And if it didn't do that, I would die every time. Every time.
I mean, that's how the first game was for Red Dead, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
But I didn't. I don't remember having this problem in Red Dead. Maybe I've gotten worse at games since the first game came out, but like it feels like it's gotten worse.
I do wonder if that's because. So there's this early mission, what's it, the O'Driscolls or whatever, and they have like a hideout, and you go and kind of, I guess you ambush them, and you kill a bunch of their dudes. There's like a ton of enemies that they bring out on screen, like rush you from the woods, and I wonder if that might be it. Like Red Dead, the original Red Dead Redemption, never had like that many enemies coming at you, so you didn't have to kind of do battlefield coordination quite as much. And like actually aiming at anything in this is terrible. Like you have to use, I guess you don't have to, you can do whatever the hell you want, but I think it's very recommendable that you use like that kind of snap lock.
Yeah.
Just me personally, like I like the way that feels. And I agree with like what Tony said though. It's like the game's just easy. So it's just like, I think that partially makes it easy, but I think it feels fun doing it. Like when you're fighting people and shit. And that was what I was thinking about too. Like, I think that feels good, but I mean, I could definitely see people bitching about the controls. Like, it's the same Rockstar controls. Like, you know, they're like just stuck in their ways.
It's yeah, they've weird. Had this control scheme for a long time. I don't understand why they haven't improved it.
Or just scrap it all together. Like, it was weird 10 years ago that you had to tap A to run. Like, and then like they're just like still like, no, we're right, you guys, like the whole rest of the industry is wrong, you know?
Right, especially now, like
we have analog sticks, we've had them forever,
and people have kind of mastered the like analog feel. Like, so it's not like there are games that you can play that are really jarring if they're not handled, but I think over the last, you know, over this generation, we've mastered that. Like,
you know, I'm actually flipping between playing Red Dead Redemption and the original Dark Souls. And that game has just such perfect controls. And it's from, you know, 7 years ago or whatever the hell.
Right.
Like, it's as old as the first Red Dead. So it's kind of weird, but I don't know, like, yeah, there's things about it that I could certainly, like, I think a lot of people have focused on, you know, like, yeah, it's a real slow start. It's, like, kind of boring, I think, starting off. There's weird things. Like, yeah, I think it's stupid. Why can't I run in camp? Like, why are you deciding for me, like, how fast I can move? Like, what the fuck? Like, but all that said, like, I don't know. I'm, like, after the beginning that I was really kind of turned off by, like, I've gotten into the game more and more the more I play it. Like, I'm finding things that, you know, impress me, and I'm having fun. Like, I lose hours in the fucking game sometimes not even doing anything. So
that is, like, I understand that, like, getting lost in the game, like, that could be cool. I do feel that, like, I put a bunch of time into it, and sometimes I don't feel like I'm progressing at all.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to do something to move it forward, but it's not moving forward.
Well, you're still at the beginning.
It's just like that, but I want to get it going, and it's just like, it feels like it's trying to hold me back. No, don't rush it, man. Play it at our pace. I don't want to play it at your pace. I have 14 other games I got to get to in the next 2 months.
Well, that's not their fault. Like, and no, the thing is, like, I have all these games coming up. I'm probably still gonna be playing this, honestly, like, depending on how long this is.
I mean, right, go ahead. Right now I am putting like a little bit of time into it each night. I can totally see like that dropping off though when new stuff starts coming out.
I think once I beat it, I'll probably be done, but then I probably will check it out when the online comes out. I will give that a shot.
Oh, I think we'll probably all try it out the online. Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. What about you, Tony, though? Like, overall, like, other than, like, you know, the things that we point out that, so, I don't know, are weird.
I think it's the most attractive game that I've ever seen in my entire life. It's the kind of game, like,
it is beautiful.
If someone were to say to me, show me how far gaming has come in like the last 20 years, I'd be like, look at this, watch me play it. Don't play it yourself. Like, sit down and watch this. Because if I hand you the controller, you're gonna be like, ugh, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, why is the camera all wonky?
Right. But if you're just looking at it, the game is like Like I saw a rainbow. It was like the rainbow looked perfect. Like a lot of it looks damn near photorealistic. And just moving through the world just looks so awesome all the time.
Yeah, I mean, there's just points where I'm just like wowed, or like I'll just take I'm taking like tons of screenshots, like just
Yeah.
whoa, like it just looks fucking.
Like rainstorm, like thunderstorms. Just
I haven't had a
awesome.
ton of those. I
Awesome.
honestly don't. I can't say that I've had a really bad thunderstorm yet, which is
Nice.
weird.
I feel like I'm always getting like stuck in the weather. The weather hates me, apparently.
There is a town, or there's like probably one of the bigger cities in the game. You find at some point it kind of looks like New Orleans. Did I say right? New Orleens. And yeah, just like I like entered that place for the first time, like right at like sunrise and shit. And like I don't know, I'm just like stunned by how beautiful that fucking game is. And you know, it's not just the visuals too. It's just like a. You know, it's just like any Rockstar game. It's like this attention to detail everywhere. Like you just hear a train going off, you know, in the distance, and that's like it's an actual train that's on a schedule. Like it's just
Yeah,
fucking
like
cool, little touches
the
like that.
world is feels very handcrafted, right? Like it's not.
And for an enormous world, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's good, you know, and there is some open world goofiness that goes on
Oh yeah.
sometimes,
I
like.
saw floating people. Like I there
Or
was
just like.
another point at which I got like absorbed into my horse because I got like bumped by a carriage that was going by. Like great, I'm a part of
Yeah.
this one, you know. Wonderful.
I mean, that's almost to be expected at this
Yeah.
point.
Some of the emergent stuff that happens is pretty fun though.
That's what I was also thinking of too. Just like, I don't know, just like really basic shit. Like you accidentally, like I ran into somebody head on, like someone else on a horse, and we both went fucking flying, you know, and just I don't know. It's fucking hilarious. Like it's just like a random unscripted thing that happened, you know. And there's tons of that, you know. And there's tons of like little, not even like side quests, just like little things. Like I'm sure you guys have bumped into the guy who, like he got bit by a snake and he's got poison or whatever, and you
You
have to
gotta
like
suck the
help him.
poison out.
Yeah.
Note.
One, don't actually do that. It's not advisable.
Have you run into that guy, Chris?
No, I haven't.
See, like that's something you could just you like might have missed him. Like you could have just rode past. Like you could hear someone going, "Oh, help me!" But you know, if you
I've come
like.
across multiple times the O'Driscolls like terrorizing somebody on the side of the road, or just kind of like holding court on the side of the road and like get out of here and like. Okay, like I'm not really here to fight. Like,
I'm leaving, guy. Bye.
because the last time I tried to fight you, yeah, I accidentally pulled my gun and shot you in the gut, but your buddy shot me in the head, and I died and lost my hat and $25. So fuck that. I don't want to do that again.
Don't have that much money. I can't afford to die anymore.
Some of that's like those little side things too play out. Like it's like that guy where you suck the venom out of his wound or whatever. I guess you could run into him in one of the towns later, and he'll like buy you a gun. Like, hey, you know, thanks for whatever. But I went where like our friend Aaron said he was. He wasn't there for me, and then I talked to one of my other friends, and he's like, no, he's in this other town. That's where I found him, and he didn't give me a gun. He gave me this. I was like. So that's weird. Like they could do different things,
Just
but
it's set to some sort of random, but it does make it so that everybody is kind of getting their own experience from it too.
yeah, and you know, it also like feels like this living world where like things can happen. Like you could, you know,
Yeah.
help somebody, and it could have some sort of meaning, whatever. You know, it's just a little reward or whatever. But down the way, you know, I think that's neat. I've had some like really like the most interesting thing I tweeted, like one of the more interesting things for me I tweeted about was like I was just like I don't know where the fuck I was now, but I was like in the middle of fucking nowhere at night. And there's just like this cabin by itself, and I'm walking past it. And I heard this dad inside. He was like drunk and he was yelling at his son. So I went inside and I was gonna like, you know, help, like, you know, protect the kid or whatever. I thought maybe that was like what the game wanted me to do or something like this, some scripted thing I found or whatever, right? So I go inside and I like take cover basically in the hallway, and I'm watching like them talk to each other, and like they just, you know, they like kind of make up, and the kid's like, "All right, well, I'm going to bed, Dad," and he like walks out into the hallway, and he sees me, and he's like, "Oh my God, Dad, there's somebody in the house!" And the dad went and grabbed his gun and started shooting at me, so I killed the dad and fucking left. And I'm just like,
you just made this kid an orphan.
I did too, because the conversation they were having was about how his mom died and like things have been different since like she died. I was like, what the fuck? So now I've like left this kid like an orphan because I was trying to be nice. But it's just like, that felt like just like this cool like thing. Like you're like living inside this world and you saw something happening, and like, I don't know, like, you know, it's like unscripted cool shit happened, you know? It's like the closest thing we're going to get to actual Westworld or whatever. It's like, I could go into this world and like, you can run into cool shit like that in this game.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, I just wish I was having a little more fun with it. Like a lot, like I don't like the systems that they kind of have in place. Like they feed yourself and, I don't know. Like that.
There's a lot of attempts at like weird realistic stuff. The feeding, the weird like horse inventory stuff.
Right.
Like the looting.
Oh, the looting is that it's the same fucking animation every time too.
And you put your gun away during it. So not only do you have that damn animation, but afterwards you have to pull your gun out again.
And there's been multiple times when, like, early on in the game where, like, you're given a new piece of equipment, like a rifle or a bow, and so it ends up on your horse, and then they ask you to get off the horse, but you can't take the weapon right away. It doesn't give you the option. It's like, but I know you want, like, I know we're going to do something with this. Why can't I just, okay, you're going to make me walk all the way over here at this slow pace. Now go get your gun. But I would have brought it with me. But you didn't let me do it. it's like weird things like that. Like the game is like there's so much that's there that it's like, look, there's this big open thing, but then we're going to put you in this box every once in a while. And not let you play.
Well, I mean, I think you are still like getting out of the box. Like, I do think like it sounds like to me like you haven't really reached the point where it's like.
But I played for 4 hours. Like, if
I know, and that's, I mean, stupid. I'm not
fucking awful
at all.
Yeah, no, like, and it does. It takes that long to actually get to like actual.
Like, there comes a point when you have, you know, 3 or 4 missions at different directions on the map, and you can decide what you want to do next. And, or, you know, I'm going to go hunt legendary animals or whatever, you know, like, it opens up more and more. But I think, like, you're just reaching the point where, like, it finally will start to do that.
I hope so. Because if it doesn't start to give me a little more. I'm going to put Tomb Raider in, and then we're going to be at Black Friday, and I'm going to put Assassin's Creed in, and I'm never going to fucking return to this thing.
I would not do that. I would recommend sticking. I mean, I don't know, because Tony, you're a little further, like...
Yeah.
Are you finding yourself, like, getting into the game more like me?
Yeah,
like,
I definitely enjoy it more now than I enjoyed it, like, in the first, like, 4 or 5 hours. I feel like I have control over what's going on, which I think is a big factor. Also, the missions get better as you go along. Like, the first few missions are pretty boring and, like, simple.
Yeah, they're basically, like, one note, like, do this. Like, we're going to show you how to raid, or we're going to show you how to rob a fucking train.
Like at some point, you'll get to a mission where you have to break one of your gang members out of prison, and you'll be like, "Oh my god, I can't believe I just did that."
I was just doing a mission where we're like in a barn getting shot at by all sides, and then they lit the barn on fire. You know, like I don't know. There's some cool shit that happens.
Has there been anything, kind of in line with like the heist from GTA 5?
I mean, there's a train robbery type thing early on that I can't remember if you did or not.
You've probably done the train robbery already.
Is that the one where you're getting the bonds?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty big like, set piece mission, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean more like you know, with a...
Oh, where you have like multiple stages?
Yeah.
I feel like where I don't know where you are in the story, Jeff, but I feel like I'm setting it up for something like that.
Maybe. I mean, some of the missions do go on for fucking ever, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, not just like, but more like these almost like mini contained stories that are a little more elaborate than just, you know, the standard mission, which can still be fun. Like,
yeah,
but stuff that kind of has like multi steps to it, like a setup stage and then like a.
I feel kind of, yeah, I don't know. Something else I wanted to mention I thought was funny too. Like I was playing a mission earlier tonight, I think, and so this was like a stealth mission where you're sneaking onto like this big ass like plantation or whatever the hell. Do you know what I'm talking about, Tony? Like, have you done this one yet?
Is this where your friend is like talking to them outside while you're like sneaking around?
I think it might have started like that.
He's talking about like stretching and like exercises.
I'm trying to remember if that's the same one. No, it might not be the same
one. It's not the same one. I don't think so.
Because there's not that much stealth in the game. But anyways.
No.
So, but the whole thing was like you had to like get in all. It's to deliver a letter.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not the same mission.
Okay. You had to like get into this plantation to like deliver this letter to this girl. And I get all the way in, and I sneak past all these guards, and I talk to her. And then they're like, you know, escape from this place without, like, getting noticed. And I'm like, fuck, man. Like, they're, like, on high alert or something for whatever reason now. And I have to, get, like, sneak all the way back off of here. Instead, I, like, looked at the map, and I saw there was water to the west of me. And I just headed toward the water, and I found a boat. And I just took the boat fucking west out of the red circle. And then it was like, mission complete. I was like, fuck yes, dude. Like, I didn't have, like, you know, for sure, I don't know if they're trying to force a shootout or whatever. Or if, like, it was going to be a super hard stealth, like, thing out of there or me running past bullets. But I just literally just peacefully rode a boat out of there. It was fucking great.
That's cool.
I don't know. Like, so it's like things like that. Though,
yeah,
but I'm just like,
weird things.
Boy, as I play it more and more, I'm like, you know, this game is pretty fucking neat. Like, but anyways, I forgot where we were going with that. But when I thought of that,
no, so. That's, I think I agree with you. It is pretty neat. I'm not sure it is this transcendent gaming experience that the reviews were kind of making it out to be. But
no.
But maybe it was transcendent for them. I'm not sure.
Sure.
Well, it is. They do like you know, definitely gets hyped up. I think the game is somewhat worthy of hype. I get all the issues that people have with it. I kind of have them too, but it's like, I can have those issues while at the same time being like, you know, damn, this game is pretty impressive on many levels. You know.
Oh sure, I certainly I cannot dispute like the technical like. Achievement that Rockstar has done here.
Yeah, yeah. But for me, I don't think I'm talking about that, but it's not just technical for me. Like, I am having fun with it, and I am, like, I don't know, just kind of, like, in awe, just in general. You know?
But I mean, it's all, like, it all comes down to, like, they're their technical overlay of how they like have interlocked all their systems and you know, interlock their narrative. Like it's all like this giant technical achievement that it for even sure. fucking yeah. works. Like,
yeah,
the fact that it works at all is kind of impressive.
Yeah, you know, like this game is not. I mean, there are goofy moments and shit, but it's not like janky as hell, like a Fallout game or whatever. Like, you know,
right?
It does feel pretty handcrafted for how huge it is,
right?
But yeah, I don't know. I'm having fun with it. Like, you know, I had issues aside. Like, the issues kind of fade away for me after a while, or I can still have them, you know, and also realize that like I could pour probably 4 hours in a row playing it, no problem. You know,
it's a lot of time, Jeff.
You guys haven't done any like longer sessions of this game at once? Well, Chris, it sounds like you're not very far at all.
But it's like right now I've just been like, I can't do, like, I don't know if it's, I really don't have much time to do more than like a couple hours at a time anyway.
Yeah.
So it has just been like hour long, but like, I'm not like jonesing to get back in either.
So yeah, that took a while for me too, but now I am. Now I'm like, man, I want to fucking play more of that. While at the same time, I'm still totally engrossed in Dark Souls 1, which is weird. Like, I don't know how.
There's something wrong with you.
Well, it's like Dark Souls is like if I'm like we're watching something like, I don't know, watching the Bears or whatever, like then, you know, I can't play Red Dead, so I play Dark Souls.
That's going to be Diablo for me tomorrow.
Yeah, are you getting it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I think like, once it's cheap, I'll get it probably. I don't know. It's like $60, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so that's like another thing too. I saw like in January they're releasing like the 2D Mario from Wii U. It's like I would get that, but not $60, dude. Like that's what they're charging for. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that seems a little excessive.
I mean, yes, you get the Luigi DLC and shit, like which I've always wanted to play, but it's
that
like,
game should only be $40, like at best $40. Yes.
Like, yeah, even if it is the complete edition, it's still old as shit, and we're not doing anything with it.
Right, we're talking like that. That's a 6-year-old game that nobody played, like because it was on the Wii U.
It was pretty good.
Oh, it was great.
It was like, yeah, like. But like, you know, if you did not have a Wii U, definitely pick up.
I'm excited to play it.
It's great.
I'll pay $60 for it.
I don't know how you're gonna get it much cheaper though.
Nintendo shitty about dropping their prices.
Well, I mean, I also like it. I waited 6 years to play it. I think I can wait like another year. Not gonna kill me.
Fair enough.
It's a good one though. Like I think it's one of the better 2D ones. It's better than all the, in my opinion, anyways. It's better than like the DS 2D ones.
Oh yeah, like I mean, I like the original New Super Mario Brothers, the one on DS, but 2 was terrible.
Yeah.
And
see, for me though, like yeah, the Wii U one I liked better than either of them.
Yeah, I like it better than the Wii version too, New Super Mario Brothers Wii. I think.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think you is the best of those new games.
That's what I was trying to say. Of that line,
yeah.
Of Mario. Like I think it's the best one.
Yeah, it's really cool, very good. And the Luigi stuff is interesting.
Oh yeah, you played that.
Yeah, they're a little more challenging. Harder. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So yeah, I would like, but like,
that's $60. It's nuts.
$30, I would have it pre-ordered already. But like, yeah, absolutely.
See, you know, like,
$60 is a little crazy.
So, Diablo is a little different for me because I think that's going to be like the perfect, just like sit there and play, like watch football and grind through levels,
for sure.
Kill enemies like easily and quickly, and level up your characters.
There's I think it's going to go really well.
Yeah.
There's certain games, like Diablo's in one of those games, like, yeah, that'd be so cool to have handheld. That's how I felt about Dark Souls. But like that, I got lucky, and they're like, "Yeah, we'll give it to you for." I think I got it for like $30, basically, with my Prime discount or whatever the fuck.
Right.
So that was pretty sweet, you know. But I would have like, if that had come out $60, I would have been like, "I guess I'm paying $60 because it's Dark Souls. Like, I need that." Diablo, I probably will at some point too. I bought it so many times now. It feels like.
Yeah, this will be the fourth time I've gotten it. Yeah. So. And it'll be like
I played
through it multiple times on each of the different versions.
It's a lot of Diablo.
Played through it multiple times on the PC. Then I got it on the 360 and played through it a couple times there, and then they released it on the Xbox One. And I played through it there.
Still never played.
It's really fun.
I don't doubt it.
We should all play it. Four of us, we should get Don to play and just go at it. Yeah, so Red Dead, it seems like it ramps up in the appreciation scale.
I definitely don't like it as much as Jeff does, but I definitely like it more than I liked the part that you're at.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know what that means, but I think you'll like it more.
I mean, I think it gives hope that I'm not going to be like, no, because honestly, like if I hadn't just spent like $60 on it and instead I had bought like a bunch of games that week, like, you know, like if I had Tomb Raider, if I had Assassin's Creed, like something to easily jump off of, I think I might have, because that opening is awful.
It's pretty bad.
It's like I was saying at the top, it's like a very dated way to do it. Like, it's just not how games do that anymore.
And it's not visually interesting either. Like, because it's in the snow, so it's all very like gray, black and white.
Tracks are so realistic though. They're giving me flashbacks to winter. I was like, no.
The tracks are cool. But it's like everything is so blah. Like it's either like the sky is gray or
beautiful. It looked like Hateful Eight. Loved it. That's what I was thinking of at the beginning of the game, though, because like that whole
movie, it does, like, feel that way, yeah.
Isn't it? Like that's how it starts off. Yeah.
Well, a lot of it seems like it's pulling from like westerns that have come out over the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's very like a Hateful Eight vibe to it, and just like some Unforgiven going on in there. It's
how do you guys like Arthur?
He's all right.
I like him
more than John. Man, I like how they could keep like tooling on John Marston.
Yeah. It's the thing is, like, when, like, I always liked John Marston in Red Dead Redemption, but now
you hate him.
Like, well, like, after, you know, playing as Arthur for however long, like, all of a sudden, when you run into John, you're like, man, Arthur's way more badass than John.
Yeah. Have you had Arthur talk to himself in the mirror?
No, I'm not.
All right, stay in a hotel and, like, look at yourself in the mirror, and you could like talk to yourself. He like tells himself how ugly he is, and like, now I know why all those women left you. Look at you, you suck.
the facial hair and haircut stuff is pretty freaking in depth.
Yeah,
that's cool. I like it. I think that's really cool. But the only thing is like, I was waiting forever to use it because, like, I don't know what I did, but for whatever reason, the barber would not open. Like,
did you kill the barber?
No, he was alive. He was always be standing upstairs, like just leaning over the railing, smoking a cigarette, looking down. I was like, what did I do? Like, I finally figured out it was because of me. Because when I left town, if I opened up the map, the barber was open. But as soon as I entered town, once you checked the map, it was locked again. Like, so I don't know, like. I did something that, like, there's a point where you get in a, like, a fight in the bar, this guy, like, throws you through the fucking window of the bar. But I think that was, like, a scripted thing that had to happen, so I'm just
Did you kill the barber when you were in there? Did you punch him in the face accidentally?
Or, yeah, like, maybe, yeah, maybe I accidentally punched him, and then he was, like, holding a grudge for, like, a week in game time or whatever, because, like, I'm telling you, like, for days I was, like, just trying to figure out what, like, and I got to the point where I had, like, a really big beard. And then finally, one time I was in town doing something, I checked the map, and I'm like, I had given up at this point. And I checked the map, and I was like, oh, shit, the barber's open. I'm like, hell yeah. So I was like, and I've talked to so many people, I'm like, I'm the only person that's, like, happening to. I don't know what the fuck. Like, I saw one other, like, I Googled it. I saw one other person say that happened to them. Like, on a Reddit, like, you know, board or whatever.
You did something to piss off the barber.
I guess, man. But I'm so happy to finally get to be able to do it. I guess if you, like, shave his head, which is kind of how I have mine now, but if you, like, shave his head and give him a goatee, he looks like Walter White. and you could, then you could get, like, a pork pie hat, too, you know, for him. And he totally looks like him. Some glasses.
What do you guys think of the kind of the your campmates, your gang members, or whatever.
Some of them
I don't know.
Sociopaths and suck a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't really like Dutch or Micah.
Yeah, Micah really sucks.
Some of the other ones are for like I mean, there's the it's like the half black, half Indian guy. He seems pretty cool.
Yeah, he's actually cool. You can hang out with you go drinking with him at some point.
Yeah. Cool. And there's like two older guys that are pretty cool.
So we've all done the one where you get drunk.
I don't think Chris has.
No.
You haven't done that, Chris? It's like this long montage. With like some, I think it has like little gameplay moments mixed in, kind of. Like, yeah, it's pretty funny.
I mean, that one might be available to me because, like, I think he was like hanging out in a saloon or something. He was lit up as like there was a side quest or a camp mission, but he was in town in the bar.
Yeah, it's weird because like my one friend who I hang out with in real life, he bought the game too, and he's like the next day, he's like, "Did you do the thing where you got drunk?" I was like, "No." And I was like, days later, I found that. I was like, so somehow I must have just like accidentally saved that mission for last somehow out of whatever I had available. Because I was like, I found that scene way later than my one and other buddy did.
Okay, so we're on agreement though. Micah sucks.
All right.
I guess. Yeah, I haven't really been paying attention to their personalities enough or whatever. Like,
Micah's the one you break out of jail.
Yeah. I know Dutch. I'm sure Dutch is going to be like a bad guy or whatever. You know, like.
No, I think he is a bad guy. I don't think he's going to be one.
Yeah, he's clearly like manipulating the whole crew and like keeping them in a spot because he wants them there to do something.
Yeah.
He has like a god complex going on, and he's almost like a cult leader.
Yeah. And is there like, because again, I don't always pay attention when they're fucking talking like crazy. But is there like an element of him like kind of playing people against each other and like shit like that?
I haven't seen that yet. Although he does like he keeps making Arthur go save people that he doesn't like.
Yeah, like kind of psychologically like fucking with people, like with his gang, right? Like. Or am I like
specifically with Arthur, I think.
Yeah, because Arthur doesn't like the really sociopathic or like evil ones. He's like, screw them. They should go rot in jail or hell or
whatever. Yeah.
And Dutch is like, no, you gotta go save them because that's just the way we do things.
So this is the gang that John helped take down in the original Red Dead Redemption, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Although I have made myself stay away from, like, I can't, because I can't remember the name of anybody he killed in that game or who you're hunting down. And
I haven't looked up.
I don't want to look until I'm done.
Until after it's all over.
It's like, I should know everything, but I did not look up anything either. Like, it's like, whatever. I would like to be surprised, you know what I mean?
Well, it's like, it's weird too, right? Because, and this is going to maybe have a disconnect for me at the end, depending upon how they play Arthur out. But I'm kind of playing him as like a nice guy who's just, you know, involved in this criminal enterprise.
Right. It's hard though. Some of the stuff they make you do, it's hard to be like, okay, he's a nice guy.
Because yeah.
You do some stuff that's really, really not nice. Like collecting the like the loan shark stuff.
I've not done any of those.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not so good.
And he very much, like, I don't know. Like, this was something I didn't like from one of the missions, but it's almost like he doesn't want you to like him, like the player, to like him and get attached to him. Like, so I steal that guy's horse because this guy recognizes us from Blackwater. So I have to chase after him. Yeah. He ends up like falling off a cliff and he's just hanging there. You have like a couple options of like, I mean, I guess you could just leave him there. I don't know what happens if you do that. Assume he falls.
Probably.
Oh, you could kill him right there, or like you can pick him up. And after you get him up, which is what I chose, like, he basically like tells like, I'm not a good guy. You don't want to know me. You don't want to be friends with me. But like, I want you to be a nice guy. You seem like you're a nice guy. Like, no, we stopped and got a horse for this other guy. He like lost his horse. And,
he's very nice to the horse,
right,
girl?
Right. It's like everything I'm doing is like trying to be like this nice guy. He's like, no, I'm a bad dude. No, don't say that, like. Like we could.
Well, he is criminal.
Yeah. I'm telling you, do some of the loan shark stuff, and you'll be like, okay, I don't like Arthur as much now as I did before. Like, give me the money and punch somebody in the face.
It's like I like actively. I may, maybe this comes back. I mean, Jeff probably did. Jeff probably killed the guy, but but you have to go in, or you're in Valentine, and you have to go in and help. When your lady friend, like, you have to go find the two that have kind of wandered off, and they're both being harassed. And you get in, you save the one girl in the hotel, and like you knock the guy out. And I'm like sitting there going, like, I could loot him. I mean, I could do him. That, but that would probably be bad. And I could shoot him.
Oh, dude, loot everybody.
But I like felt bad, like, because. Like, I'm just here to help her. Like, I'm not here to steal all of his. He's like wearing his fucking underwear. Like, take all the shit too. And I'm gonna take the girl that basically stole his money, along with me too. I don't know. I think I'm gonna be in for like a disconnect with the character, like I was with The Last of Us.
Well, did you feel that way with like? It's like a problem with like Rockstar Games. Like, I know a lot of people said that about Nico from GTA 4, where it was like he seemed like a good guy who had morals, but like you're running people over. Oh, yeah. You're doing, you know, like it's and like it's the same thing with this, where like emergent stuff happens. You're like, I guess I have to kill this person, and it's like. Well, then I'm not a nice guy because I fucking kill people.
Yeah, like I chalk some of that up to just being like,
shit happens.
Gamey. Like it's an open world game. Weird shit's gonna happen sometimes that you don't want to happen, but it's still just a game. But like when you're actually given choices to do things, that's when I feel it gets weird. Like when they take the, like they give you all this control over the character, and then they take it away for their narrative devices. Or in Tony's case, to get money.
Give me the money. I had to beat the woman up. I did.
I am sure we'll be talking more Red Dead over the next couple of weeks, though.
Oh yeah.
I think Pete said he's going to get it after BlizzCon. That's where he's at, BlizzCon this weekend. So maybe we'll get some insight from him as well. And then games start coming again,
dude.
All the games.
Man. So it's like, what? It's 2 weeks from now. Like that week, I get like 4 games, and I still have Red Dead. Like, who knows if I'll be done with that in 2 weeks?
You won't be.
Yeah.
It's let's see. Next week is. There's probably more things, but Tetris Effect is on my radar. I've heard really good things about that.
We know about this.
Yeah, it's on PS4 game. There's actually like a VR mode, but I don't have PSVR, so
me neither.
Can be played either way. And then Pokemon is on Friday next week.
Yep. Pokemon.
So yeah, it's like. Yeah, so I think Pokemon kicks it off for me then, and then also getting Hitman 2,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby.
Fallout 76, I think on the same day.
You might be the only one getting that
show. And
I think you know which one it should be.
And Spyro Collection, also in there somewhere.
Yeah, my son really wants that. It's like, ooh, Dragon.
I kind of want that one too.
Fuck yeah, man. Like, you know, it's I forgot what the price is, but it's not full price. And Spyro's 3 games.
Spyro's 30 or 40, yeah.
So that's all within, like, those are all within a week of each other.
Yeah.
And within 2 weeks of right now. So.
And Tony and I have Battlefield coming crazy. Up.
Yep.
And then the Black Friday will be here, and Target has Assassin's Creed for $35, so I'll be getting that.
Yes, you should do that.
They already have that out, huh?
Target has their ad out.
Yeah.
And not everybody has their ads out. But we'll start seeing more of them. I mean, we're already, you know, it's only 3 weeks away. It's 21 days away, so.
My God.
It's crazy.
Right? It's nuts that it's so close. And then Smash kind of ends it. I am
early December.
Yeah, I'm not really excited for Smash, but I will still get it.
Yep, same.
Right.
I'm sure. I think like the day before, I'll be like, "Ooh, cool! I'm getting Smash tomorrow." That's about my excitement level.
They had a direct today.
Yeah, I didn't even read up on it.
So if you pre-order, you get to you get the Piranha Plant. Fighter. So I don't know how that's gonna work because he's in a fucking tube. But that's if you pre-ordered, you will get the Piranha Plant. They also introduced the two or three other characters. I don't remember who.
Yeah, I'm a reader.
None of them like jumped out at me as being like that's awesome.
Incineroar.
Right. Yes.
And I can't remember the other one. I didn't care as much about the other one.
Yeah, Incineroar is from Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
So there's that. And they did announce that there is like a single player, like a story mode type thing.
Sweet.
So that actually has me a little more.
I liked it. And what is that?
The Brawl. Right?
Yeah.
But
it was amazing. But it was
gonna be something that, right? It was something though you can play by yourself.
Yeah,
that isn't just fighting stages because that gets old a little quick. And
yeah,
I do like also that like it doesn't just load into you having all of the characters up front. Like they'll unlock over time, like as you do things. So like, you'll eventually get them all, but they're not all available right from the beginning. So there's a reason to play it then, not just
be sure.
Start out, I'm going to play as Simon Belmont, and that's it, because he's the cool one.
Yeah, that's the fun part. Like, for me, I was, like, a good, like, Smash Brothers game is, like, that first week or two where you're like, I'm getting everything, and I'm like, I basically get everything. And I'm like,
I'm done.
Well, I'll play that whenever friends say they want to play it, which is like never.
Yeah.
So, because friends are over, they ask for a Mario Kart.
Yeah, exactly. I actually don't think, like, my friends know what Mario Kart is. They don't really know what Smash Brothers is.
I think they probably know. I don't know.
Or if they know, they just don't care and would rather play
Mario Kart. I do. There's going to be a lot of Mario Party in my future. Like, that's a game people get. And that's one I will be playing a bunch of. Like, I haven't played a ton lately, but it's like, it's one, like, when people come over, I'll definitely be like, let's do this.
Yeah, so that one's working out for you, though. Like, if people
absolutely, dude, yeah, like, it's total recommend, dude. Like, if you like that series at all, it's what you want out of that series, you know.
Maybe that's one I'll get for my kids for Christmas or something.
It's fun, man. Like, it's fun to play. Like, you have family, so you get, always play four players whenever you want.
Right. So. Yeah. No, we are playing tonight.
Yeah.
Family game night.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think there's much else going on, unless you guys have anything else you want to say on Red Dead.
I think it's pretty good.
I'm hoping to align with you at some point.
I would like to like it more than I do. I don't hate it.
Well, that's good.
I don't think it's bad.
Also good.
I don't think it's a 10 out of 10, oh my god, this game has changed my life game.
Yeah. Jeff, are you there? Do you think it's changed?
No, if I had to rate it right now, just based on what I've played, I'd probably give it a 9 or 9.5, though. Like, just, you know, I'm enjoying it, and it's doing a lot of things really well, like a really high level of polish and everything, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have a ton of complaints other than the things that we said, you know? I don't know.
Fair enough. I can complain whenever I want to.
Just one other thing. Did you guys stumble upon the serial killer thing yet?
I did.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? Like,
that was really weird.
The serial killer spots, so like it has to be leading to something.
Yeah, so I ended up finding there's like one underneath the train tracks in Valentine.
Yeah,
and it, like there's like a corpse like ripped apart. And actually, what I stumbled across is I saw this thing in the ground, and I was like, "Oh, I'll go pick it up." It looks like something I could pick up because it was a different color than the ground. And I get over there, and it's a severed leg. And I'm like, "This is weird." So I look around a little more, and there's like a blood trail that kind of spiraled up. And so I like followed that up, and there's some like graffiti written on the side of the rocks at the bridge, at the like the overpass for where the train would go, and then there was like a piece of parchment stuffed into the head of the body. That's kind of like, it's like a treasure map almost, like kind of pointing you into the next direction.
Interesting, because all right, I know a lot of people found that like that one like by the train tracks or whatever. I still have not found that one, so I don't have that treasure map. I just randomly found another one somewhere.
Nice.
Where it was similar, though, where it was like a tree, and the person was like same way, though, like tied up, and it was just like basically just a torso. Like everything else had been hacked right off. And then on a tree, it said, shit, what did it say? I know it says at the first one, it says, like, look upon my works.
Yes.
And on the fucking tree, I can't remember what it said, but it's something like behold or something, you know, it's like, check this out. Like, and I'm just like, that can't be nothing. Like that's going to be something. Like you're right into that guy at some point. You're killing that serial killer at some point. And that alone is like a cool enough little thing where I'm just like, this is cool, man. Like, you know, whatever complaints I have, it's still like neat to be playing a new Rockstar game where there's going to be shit like that, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Like they, I mean, over the course of what's it been 7-8 years since they've released the game,
Yeah.
So, 6 or 7 years, I guess, since GTA 5. So, yeah, it is like that's some of the most fun stuff in like GTA or even like the first Red Dead is like the weird off the beaten path stuff that like has a beginning and end and a conclusion.
Yep.
It's just very well crafted. So, all right. Well, we will have more Red Dead next week. We may have some updates from BlizzCon. I'm hoping one of them is some new Diablo news.
Diablo 4.
I don't think it's going to be 4, but I would take a Diablo 2 remaster. That would be cool.
Diablo 3 for your iPhone.
Yeah. I would be at least excited.
Diablo 3 on microwaves.
Might need to get a new microwave. I don't think we'll have Pokemon yet because that's Friday. So,
did anyone here get the $100 one?
I did.
Yeah, me too.
The one with the controller. Yeah, I got that one.
Yeah,
so we all did.
What do you have to like?
Right. Kind of. If you're like, if you're gonna do this, you might as well do it. You know.
Yeah.
I got Eevee.
That's the one.
I got Eevee. I think we all got Eevee.
So we need to find somebody that got a Pikachu.
Right.
So we can, not that I've ever gotten to a point where I can trade like high level Pokemon in a Pokemon game, but I've put enough time into the most recent ones that I feel comfortable with purchasing this one. And with a stupid controller, it's just like icing on the cake.
Yeah, and it's like, I know people are like, oh, it's not the true RPG. It's like, I don't know. It looks like Pokemon to me, kind of, whatever. Like, I'm so casual with that series that...
It's like, am I going to catch monsters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's how I am. And I'm like, I'm not expecting much out of it anyways. I just think that part is fun and cool. And like, you know,
that's all
I need. That's all it's got to be, really.
I'll walk around and catch, like, cute little monsters.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that. All right. Then we will be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.